You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Good morning and welcome to another episode of WSW Worship Song of the Week. My name remains AG Rowe. How are you today? Happy Sunday. I hope you woke up well, and I hope that your Sunday is going pretty well. I hope you're getting ready to go to church if you're going to church on a Sunday. And if not, I hope that the week is starting well for you wherever you are. Yeah, how did your weekend go? Because mine was so much fun. I can't remember the last time I had so much fun in one weekend. You know, it's just this past weekend feels like one of those weekends, you know, like when you're on a diet and you have a cheat day. That was how this weekend felt like, because like I can't really remember the last time like I really went all out to just be with friends. And you know, and just really just relax and have fun. And I'm so grateful to God for that, because even in the midst of the fun, there were several testimonies, there were several talks that just kind of opened me up to trusting God more, which I believe is one of the journeys that God is taking me on this season. And I'm just so grateful to God. And yeah, I thought I would just let you know that. All right, so during the week, you know, I can't remember what day, I did a post on Instagram. But before that post, you know, I've been listening to a couple of messages. I just went like on a message spree, and I just kept listening to different messages back to back, specifically from Pastor Steve Furtick of the Elevation Church. And you know, when I listen and anything pops up to me, I just quickly jot it down somewhere. And in one of the messages, he was talking about how we oftentimes do not see things, we oftentimes do not appreciate the things that are right in front of us, because we're so worried or so stuck to what can be or what should be or what will be in the future that we miss out on the moment. Okay. And you know, one of the things that just came to my mind while I was listening to that was, that's true. You know, like you have so much to do that even what you have presently feels like nothing to you, because you're just looking forward to say, you know what, man, I still have a long way to go. And you're not taking a pause to say, how far have I come? Let me be thankful for that first. So I did a little post on Instagram, and the image I posted said, when last did you appreciate what is right in front of you, as opposed to looking anxiously to what lies far in the future, or you know, far in the horizon, which also relates to a series we just finished in church, The Horizon. Like, just we keep stretching our necks and looking far forward to what's going to happen. And sometimes we just miss out on what is right in front of us. And you know, and then when I was making this image, the scripture that came to mind was in Philippians 4:6-7. But I remember adding to my text, like my caption for that post was, by all means, dream and dream big, but never be anxious. When the scripture says do not be anxious, it's because it is in our human nature to be. However, as regenerated beings in Christ Jesus, we are to operate differently. If you try to stay unanxious and it isn't working, don't lose hope. Keep at it and allow the Holy Spirit to help you. I am in training to overcome worry and anxiety, and I can tell you that the Holy Spirit is the most patient coach of all times. Work with Him and experience the peace of God. You know, that was my post, and then I added the scripture Philippians 4:6-7, which reads from the Amplified Version, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, that is every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Wow. And that was such an amazing text that I shared there. Well, for me, I really do hope that it spoke to somebody out there, you know, and that was what I shared during the week, you know. And then I was at this worship night with other women. It was awesome. Oh my God, that worship night was awesome. And it was just a time of refreshing in the presence of God. And then it was Friday and I was meant to go to church. The event was on Thursday night. And I was contemplating between going to church on Friday or streaming the service. But then the Holy Spirit woke me up early, like, you just get up now, get dressed and go to church. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I just woke up prepared and I went to church. And then when it was time for the message, the scripture was Matthew 6, you know, and from verse 25 till the end. And it was just talking about being anxious. And I just started laughing to myself that, oh my God. Okay, God, I hear you. I see what you're doing. You know, like, do not be anxious, you know. And I was just so happy that I went for that service, because in those scriptures from Matthew 6, 25 to 34, Jesus answered most of the questions that we could have in our hearts. Like, you should take time to read it out. You know, Jesus addresses our most profound need, which is a relationship with God, which was why he said in verse 33, seek ye first his kingdom and every other thing will be added to you. So it's more important. Like, yes, we have all these questions, we have all these things that keeps us anxious and worried. But the most important thing is actually the relationship that we have with God. And that's the most important thing that we can ever have. Every other thing will probably be ups and downs. They're not constant. Only God is constant in our lives. And I mean, like, our focus should be on Him. He's actually the only person that can help us, you know, overcome worry, overcome anxiety. Because if our trust is in Him, then there is nothing that is going to happen that we won't be able to handle, because His peace will be there to guide us. His strength will be there to guide us. And I was just so encouraged by the message and how God spoke to me this week. Even later on, yesterday night, which was Saturday, I had this amazing conversation with a friend, and it was just pointing to the same, you know, trusting in God and just letting go of worry and anxiety, and just knowing that God loves us so much. And He's more than enough for us. He's more than enough. He's capable of taking care of us. And so the song that, you know, just kept coming for the past like 3 days, like, this is a song that I think you should share. And I was like, okay, what do I share about it? And all of these things happened just to, like, go with the song. And I'm like, oh God, I love you, Jesus. Thank you for this. And the song is an old song. It's by Kirk Franklin. It's called My Life Is In Your Hands. Yes, it's a song in one of his album, Get on the Bus, which was released in 1996. So it's pretty old. If you haven't listened to it before, this would be a good time to have a feel of it. So the song is My Life Is In Your Hands. And the chorus says that with Jesus I can make it, with Him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You know, like, I'm just going to leave it in your hands and I'll trust you. So that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go through hard times, but yet in those hard times I can rest assured, because I know that my life is in your hands. Who better would take care of our lives like God, like Jesus? So that's the song I'll be leaving you with today, and I hope that this song will bless your heart, and I hope that you would dig into the word or listen to a message in church today and be reminded of how much God loves you and how He wants us to completely, absolutely, totally trust in Him to take care of us. So that will be all for today. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of my journey on this podcast. Till I come your way again next week, be good, be less anxious. If you can do away with it, fine, but you can walk your way to reducing it until it disappears, okay? Be less anxious, trust God, and just have a great week. Bye-bye.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hand.
Come on and say it with me, I know that I can make it. I know you can make it. I know you can. No matter what may come my way, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, with him, I know I can take it. I feel him all in my spirit right now. I feel him. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what may come my way. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through. His grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.